This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This guy has jilted me more times than all of my boyfriends put together.
Oh my goodness, that can't be true.
It is so true, Milo. We were supposed to have you on the show several times and you left us at the altar.
Oh my good. Well, I have to tell you, you're in very good company. There are half a dozen African-American men who are in exactly the same position as you. I am so sorry, but I'm happy to be here now. I hope you'll forgive me.
I will forgive you. I will forgive you just this time, Milo Yiannopoulos. I'm finally going to say your name. I was afraid to say it. Number one, because you jilted me so many times. But number two, mentioning your name triggers my audience. They have threatened to boycott the station. They have called you a pedophile. They have called you a racist and a homophobe, even though I told them that you are a gay Jewish man with a black boyfriend, and I understand you're gonna get hitched, right?
Black fiance. If that makes me a racist, then I think liberal America has truly gone nuts.
They truly have gone nuts, without a doubt. And all of the free speech that we are allowed to have, it seems to me, if they can have it their way, it's fine. But we cannot have it any other way. So I know you have the book out, and I do want to talk about Dangerous, which is on the New York Times bestseller list. And that has got to make people's heads melt there. I bet the New York Times is thinking about pulling their bestseller list just so they don't have to write your name.
It wouldn't surprise me. You know, the funniest thing is they'll put me on the list because they can't deny, you know, they just cannot sustain the fiction that I'm not a phenomenally successful author. But they still have their little jabs. Chapter 2 of my book is called Why the Alt-Right Hates Me, and it's my attempt to set the record straight about one of the dozens of lies that told about me in the press. And perhaps the reason that a lot of your listeners have got in touch and been upset with you having me on the show is that they perfectly understandably have read things that are not true that made them think, oh my God, this guy's the devil. Well, I'm not the devil, and most of what you read about me is total lies, but I was amused that even the New York Times, when forced to finally confess that I was one of the most popular authors in the country, still referred to me on the New York Times list as an alt-right provocateur, despite the fact that Chapter 2 of my book is called Why the Alt-Right Hates Me, which demonstrates that not a single person in the whole building of the New York Times had even opened a copy of a book that was number 2 on its bestseller list.
Other entities, though, have admitted that people do get you all wrong, including some leftist publications, right? They had to say, you know, what this guy says is not what people say he said. And I think there's a danger there, Milo, because there's all this repeating and all this reposting and rebroadcasting of things that at the end people do get it wrong. What do people get wrong about you in essence? And what's the worst misrepresentation of something that you've said?
People get absolutely everything wrong about me because journalists are lazy scoundrels and they just uncritically repeat the work of other journalists who are just reputable liars. And eventually these things work themselves all the way up into the pages of the LA Times, USA Today, and CNN, all of whom have issued a groveling retraction for calling me names like white supremacist, pedophile apologist, all this kind of stuff. Just last week in the New York Times Magazine, they called me a statutory rape advocate, literally out of nowhere, just invented out of cloth, wholesale, total lie and fabrication.
Well, where they get, yeah, go back, and that's where you had some problems in February, right, where you said something, and then it came back to bite you, and I guess that you do a lot of, you speak 7 hours a day, right?
I speak for hours and hours and hours every day, and sometimes I will admit things tumble out of my mouth in a way that I wish I'd rephrased, you know? But I made very, very clear what my position was after that. I was unequivocal about the fact that I find child abuse absolutely disgusting, and instead of reporting the facts, which is that I was a victim of child abuse, not a perpetrator, and I was speaking loosely about my own experiences and making jokes about it. I said, if it hadn't been for Father Michael, I won't say it on the family show, but I made a joke about my own experiences, and that became in the media that I was an advocate for child rape. There is nothing more utterly dishonest and reprehensible than the way the media treats conservatives. And, you know, I am a Brit. I don't have a dog in the fight, you know, Republican versus Democrat. I think the Republicans are absolutely appalling on all sorts of issues. Just like a lot of Trump voters, I don't like them any more than I like the Democrats. But I have to say, as a Brit coming over to America and looking at this stuff with a fresh pair of eyes, most of the dishonesty, most of the bias, and most of the threats to free speech, these days anyway, and this wouldn't have been the case in the 90s, perhaps, when the religious right had more power than they do now, but these days, the progressive left, the social justice warriors, the feminists, and Black Lives Matter are, you know, dedicated to the total destruction of physically, if necessary, of people who simply believe different things than they do. And they have no compunction whatsoever about brazenly lying about their enemies. And I've been as much of a victim of this as anybody else in American public life. So if there's one message to take away from it, it is read my book to find out if you have some concerns about me, and everything you read about me is a lie.
You have a good solution, I think, for this now brewing statue conundrum. And Milo, in a country as serious and with economic issues and other things going on, I'm so amazed that statues have become a flashpoint. But you have a statues solution that seems to be a good thing. You want to talk about that? Because I think we can have consensus on this.
Well, two things that are unutterably stupid and wrong-headed about tearing down statues. One is that if you hide history or you try to forget about it or you cover it over, you are doomed to repeat it. If we don't constantly talk about and review and think about the horrors of history, whether it's the Holocaust or things that have killed a lot more people like communism, we may be tempted to go back there. But the other thing is, when you ban something, when you say this cannot even be discussed in public, you make it irresistible. You make it absolutely, completely unavoidable for people. You turn it into a sort of, you give it a sort of attractiveness. You give it an attractiveness that, let's say, Madonna's music videos had in the 1990s when they were banned from MTV, or my books have when, you know, I can't find a publisher who will publish perfectly reasonable, respectable, mainstream conservative opinions because I crack a few fat jokes and I don't like a few sacred cows like Amy Schumer and Lena Dunham, which, by the way, nobody else does either. That my solution to this was, if you don't like all these statues around, let's replace them all with statues of Muhammad. Let's see how that works out. Let's see, you know, if that's the way to fix it. I've come up with a couple of humorous, you know, tongue-in-cheek strategies, but the bottom line is, and the key thing to remember here is that pulling down these statues is giving in to the most anti-intellectual, idiotic, feelings-based, far-left activism, which threatens not only to destroy important historical monuments, but it raises the risk of things like, you know, the things that are being complained about, the horrors that are being described by these activists, happening again, because we're not surrounded by warnings from history. It's why I disagree with the swastika and with Mein Kampf being banned in Germany. I mean, Mein Kampf, you know, Hitler's book, which is full of idiocy and stupidity and hatefulness. Hitler, of course, being a terrible writer and an autodidact, he taught himself everything. The kind of book he wrote, you can imagine, rambling, awful, dreadful book. But it's important that people read it so that they can judge for themselves just how bad the ideas were. Because when you ban things, you make them attractive, you make them mysterious, you make them sort of sexy. And it's just a basic fundamental of human nature that the left seems to have forgotten, that it is far better to confront evil things than to hide them. And that's also why I hate safe space and trigger warning culture in universities, because if you hide from the bad things that have happened in the past, you are doomed to repeat them in your own way. And in fact, that's exactly what's happening, because, you know, these Antifa, these supposed anti-fascist activists, the feminists on campus and all the rest of it, are sliding into the same kinds of tactics, bullying, intimidation, and violence that were the purview of the supposed right-wing fascists they hate so much. They themselves tearing down evidence of their own past misdeeds, of course, because, you know, anything associated with the Klan or, you know, the southern mistreatment of blacks was all the purview of the Democrat Party. So you've got people who weren't slaves fighting people who weren't racist, trying to hide the history of the Democrat Party. It's an absurd situation that would be solved completely if we just had an understanding that we must all confront not just the good things in history, not just the great inventions of humanity, but also the terrible things. It's important to study great inventions in American history. It's important to realize why freedom, democracy, property, and property rights and capitalism are the fundamentals of all the best civilizations in the world. But it's just as important to study the Nazis. It's just as important to study communist regimes like Cuba and the USSR, so that we avoid the mistakes of both.
And I think this follows along the line of the narrative about yourself, is that certain people are demonized and certain people are almost exonerated, even though they've behaved badly. And I would point to Robert Byrd, a prominent Democrat, and I would point to Margaret Sanger, whom I read on your website today, the founder of Planned Parenthood, attended KKK rallies, but she's all right.
Oh, that's not even a contentious historical point. It's a matter of record that Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist who set up Planned Parenthood to kill black babies. And Planned Parenthood is carrying on her legacy. It's killed, I think, 16 or 19 million black babies since it was founded. I mean, it disproportionately affects the poor, disproportionately affects black, you know, working class communities. The number of black men and women who have been murdered by Planned Parenthood, and I'm ferociously pro-life, and I'm sure some of your listeners will have different views on that, but the effect, what's actually happening, the product of Planned Parenthood is a sort of black genocide, and that's exactly what its founder intended. And you don't have to take my word for it. This is not the ravings of some far-right conspiracy nut. This is Margaret Sanger herself talking about undesirables, and undesirables, she meant homosexuals, Jews, and blacks. You know, she was one of the American founders of the eugenicist movement, and it makes me so sad and so mystified to see American progressives standing up so, you know, fervently for Planned Parenthood when the primary effect of that organization is the murder of black people.
You call Donald Trump daddy. I know that. Do you still feel Donald's a good daddy or what?
Well, you know, here's the thing about our parents. Sometimes they make us cringe. Sometimes they make us embarrassed. Sometimes you don't agree with everything they do. But if they're our daddy, we know they have our best interests at heart, you know, when it comes down to it. And Donald Trump, I believe, you know, I'm not happy on the face of it. I'll be honest with you, with the departure of Steve Bannon, I am the founding member and life president of the Steve Bannon fan club. He's somebody who's been lied about in the press almost as much as I have. You know, I love Steve. I've never made any secret of that. Almost everything you've read about him is a lie as well. With the departure of Steve from the White House, it does say troubling things about the trajectory of this administration. I'm not going to lie. Good news is Steve's going to be a lot more powerful and effective out of the White House than in it. And Trump only has to do two things to make me happy. One is he accomplishes just by existing, which is being an existential threat to political correctness and to safe spaces, language codes, and all the other ways that the left attempts to control public discourse, because he just doesn't give a shit. He doesn't give a sh about any of it. He is a wonderful example of the principle that nothing bad happens when you stop listening to the nannies and the cultural skulls. So I love him for that. And he can do almost no wrong as a result. The second thing is, I just want him to build the wall. And so long as he builds the wall, when that first brick goes down, my approval rating for Trump will go back up to 100%. But he has got to fulfill his campaign promises. My worry is that Steve Bannon was the one with the whiteboard in his office adjacent to the Oval Office itself, with a whiteboard full of the campaign promises. And he was the one in there every day telling Trump, look, you promised people this. When are we going to deliver it? Look, you said you were going to do this. When are we going to do it? Steve Bannon was the one keeping Trump honest to his campaign pledges. So I do worry about what will happen with him outside of the administration. But as I say, Steve is going to be far more powerful and effective doing whatever he's going to do outside from whatever platform he thinks is best. I understand he's coming back to Breitbart. I understand he has other plans in the pipeline, too. I hope the Trump White House doesn't drift off course and become just another ineffectual establishment Republican administration that does nothing for working Americans. But I guess it remains to be seen.
Do you think that you may rejoin Breitbart?
To be honest with you, I have my own media company now, and I'm focused on my books and my tour. We've just signed a massive author. I just started a publishing arm, not just to publish my book, but to publish other, mischievous, dissident, dangerous conservatives. And we just signed a massive name that I'm going to be able to announce in a couple of weeks. So I'm focused on that right now. I have always felt at home at Breitbart. I love the people back at Breitbart. I left because I felt that there was a little controversy about me in February, and I felt that that was distracting, and I wanted to give my colleagues, the space to get back to what they do really well. If one day they invite me back to write a column, I'm never going to say no. But right now I'm focused on my best-selling books and my sellout tours.
Yeah, you have this is a great name, by the way, Troll Academy Tour.
Well, this is my last tour. I don't know if I can say the name of my last tour on a family show, but my last tour was about introducing me to American colleges and to America in general. This tour, Troll Academy, is about teaching other people how to be more like me, which is to say how to be fearless, how to be funny, how to be mischievous and dissident and deviant, and all of the other, wonderful ways in which conservatives can now finally, and I've seen this in the conservative movement, this new, excited, young, powerful, fearless thing, which I think Trump Trump isn't responsible for it, but he definitely capitalized on it and made it bigger. This new, powerful, energetic youth movement, the conservatism, I'm one of the people they look up to. Trump is one of the people they adore. That is a feature of American politics that is going nowhere, and that's what I'm going to be focused on for the next couple of years.
I would hope someone has suggested to you that you manufacture a Milo troll doll. Do you think that might happen?
I have, but it wouldn't have as good hair as mine, so I think I'm going to go for more of a traditional action man figurine, I think. But it has been suggested, yes, and we are actively considering the proposition for sure.
If I meet you in New York City, would you have lunch with me?
I would love that. It would
really
be my great
pleasure. Do you mean it? Because you said it on the radio, so now it makes it true.
Well, I don't say anything that isn't true. I say things that upset people because I'm so bitchy and catty and waspish and hilarious, and I make fun of all the people you're not supposed to make fun of. But I never say anything that isn't true. So now I've committed. We will have lunch.
Okay, I'm bringing my best friend Jackie, who is a huge fan of yours, her son, who's going off to college. Milo, what kind of advice would you give a first-year college student going off to college like her son is this year?
Don't. Stay home.
That's great. Also, I want to say I was with a police officer yesterday, and I was saying that if you did the show today, that we would discuss what he said. And he said there are a lot of men and women in the ranks of the police force who are very, 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 very behind you 100% in the things you say and the things you do. So those are the messages.
Well, one of the things that I am most gratified by is that I have a huge base of support, not just in police officers. Every time we have a police presence at one of my events, I always get nudges and winks and "you go, dude" from the police officers, who are supposed to, of course, be professional and impartial, but can't help themselves but say, "dude, I think you're great." The other group of people who love me are people who are serving in the armed forces. And I have such a huge fan base, and very unusual for somebody who speaks like I do. You wouldn't imagine a foul-mouthed gay hellraiser from Britain to have a massive fan base in, you know, in the American Air Force and the Navy and the Army, but I do. And people like that who risk their lives to serve their nation, aren't cognizant of the fact that America was built on freedom, on, you know, freedom of expression, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and all the other wonderful capitalism, freedom, you know, democracy, all the things that make America the greatest country in the history of human civilization. The people out there in the world actually fighting for those values and laying down their lives for this country are very often Milo fans, and that is one of my proudest achievements. And it's one of the ways in which I know that I'm at least broadly on the right track.
You really are having lunch with me. I just want you to know.
Oh, no, that's fine. I would love that.
Okay.
I'm constantly in need of great lunch companions.
And I will pay. I'm going to pay, Milo. That's the other thing. I will pay for your lunch in New York City.
I will choose where we're having lunch, and you can pay. And the good news is I have very cheap taste. Everybody thinks I'm going to be a snob because I'm constantly decked out in Louis Vuitton and Gucci and Versace. But actually, I love Chick-fil-A and KFC, so we can go. We can go for fast food and we'll have a
That
blast.
Is going to be funny. Thanks, Milo Yiannopoulos. We have to run, but thanks for doing the show, and I feel less jilted now, so thanks so much, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.